I have come to you more slowly, my dear friends, because each one of you is in need of peace and rest. Therefore, I have allowed you just a few moments of quietness. This time, my dear friends, I would like to speak with you about not your planet, but also of others which are close to you in your own galaxy. There is, at this time, and for many of your months to come, much activity. Activity between many planets, and the results of these physical happenings will not become known to you on this planet Earth until two more of your early years have passed. Yes. What I wish you to know is that as individuals, you know, you have a pattern of evolution, as does your planet. Also, I have told you, I believe that this planet is intertwined with many others. That this galaxy to which you belong is but a small part of a much bigger scheme of life. We cannot enter into too much detail because it would not be understandable to you. But what I wish to say is that the galaxy to which this Earth planet belongs is now in a state of its own spiritual growth. To that end, there will be many changes. You will find that the men of this earthly planet will come to recognize that within your space-time much is happening. Not only times of much development, but you are in a time of greater evolution, not known to you before, but which will take effect and will make itself known to you human beings upon this planet quite soon. You of course depend upon the knowledge given to you by those you call scientists and I believe astrologers are the words you use.
Mm-hmm.
You depend much upon their knowledge. I can tell you, my dear friends, that those in my world are already working with them in order that this knowledge can be brought to them. The time has come for expansion and growth to be recognized not only on this planet, but those who are closest to you. And yes, there is much knowledge that can and will be gained. Therefore, I say to you, my dear friends, this time, that as you listen to my words, I would like you to take them with you this time and to think upon them and allow yourselves, my dear friends, to become part of the cosmic consciousness rather than of the earthly one. You can achieve this, and the time is now ripe for this to take place. Of course, there are many already on your planet who have this ability, but now I tell you, it is available to all. If the spiritual desire is there, it can be achieved. I feel your wonderment, my dear friend.
Yes, I was going to say, is there any words that you can give us that would help us to reach this state?
I and others will work with you in your quiet states.
Yeah.
But you must give this to us if you wish to desire this for yourselves. And again, we cannot interfere with your will, but I am giving you the opportunity for the knowledge. Do we have any questions this time?
Would this knowledge be being given to people on the other planets?
They, of course, will be aware, as those upon this planet are also being made aware. Yes, It is spiritual knowledge, of course.
Yes.
Although there are much physical happenings, of course there must be, because physical and spiritual happening is always intertwined.
Any questions, George?
I think I understand from that that, that there will be a greater, an involvement of greater spiritual awareness to many on the planet at this time.
Yes, the opportunity is here. It is now up to the peoples of the planet to take the opportunity for knowledge and growth.
I imagine this may well lead to a revision of a number of our old ideas of government and farming, various avenues of life. Would I be right in thinking that this will be a time of great revision?
I would say to you that these things are already taking place.
Yes.
It is not new, but because of the time of the evolution, especially of this planet, those things will become quickened and man will become much more aware of what he needs to achieve. Those in your world who are so far not knowing of spiritual matters will find themselves opening to much, much that they have denied. And I speak spiritually, of course.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Once the spirit is awakened, then mankind, of course, will follow with the physical happenings which will result in the evolvement for betterment for good of your world. I do ask you, my dear friends, to think on these things and to feel for yourselves the moment in time is great. We from our world have tried for so long to ensure that truth be out, and it is beginning to happen. It cannot now be denied. It has to be. And let me say, as one who comes to try to help and to teach and to help you with your knowledge, it gladdens my heart to see the results of our endeavor. I will leave you this time. I feel that these few words will enable you to think deeply once more.
Yes, thank you.
After all, is that not my purpose? But to help you to open to new visions of truth. as always, I will leave you with my love and support in all that you try to achieve.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.